John Kasich and Marco Rubio have their home states voting on Tuesday. That's the last best chance, functionally speaking, to block Donald Trump.
I know that there were a lot of people saying that they hadn't heard any real policy from Donald Trump, that he's just been full of negatives for the current state of Washington right now. Did you get any policy takeaways from the debate last night?
You know, he spoke a lot about policy, but that's not the same as saying that he actually had specific policies. I think he had a lot of words about policy, which is kind of par for the course for Donald Trump. But again, that's not, I'm not going to say that he came out there and dazzled the world with his policy expertise. He definitely had a chance to kind of go straight ahead with what he feels like he wants to talk about rather than attack. And you can almost see the wheels in his mind turning when he decided that this was not the time to go after. There were plenty of windows in that debate where, you know, under normal circumstances, under previous circumstances, he would have gone after one of his rivals. That didn't happen. And clearly that was a strategy on his part as well as his rival's part to kind of change the tone a little bit here toward the end.
Do you think it's possible that we'll be in a two-man race after next Tuesday's vote?
Yeah, I do. I think that is a possibility. I think the question will be, though, how much of a race it is if it gets down to it. Because, yes, you could have only Ted Cruz and Donald Trump surviving. But that's the scenario where Trump has just won Ohio and Florida. And you're talking about a march to the nomination in all likelihood. So if you get that two-man race, it may just be that it's too late for it to actually make a difference.
What's the current state of the state? Well, of Ohio and Florida. I know that John Kasich is actually leading in his home state, but Marco Rubio is not having the same kind of luck.
Yeah, I mean this is a bit of a problem if you're trying to block at any cost Donald Trump. Is that, you know, it's a very good chance he wins at least one of those states. Polling suggesting that he's got a better chance in Florida than in Ohio, but there's a chance that he wins both those states, and that kind of ends it. So that it is very much the do or die moment.
We have a debate scheduled here in Utah on March 21st. What are the chances that debate still goes forward, Rick?
Yeah, such a good question. That was one of the buzzes of the spin room last night, was that we may have just seen our last debate, because you don't really have a scenario yet where they've even outlined, you know, the whens and the wheres and maybe even the whys of another additional debate. There just isn't that much interest in having another debate. So we'll see what happens Tuesday. I think that will determine a lot of the interest in doing this again. But I hate to say it, but I think we may not have the chance to come to Salt Lake.